Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you don't make my ears will hear.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Still driving to get my cock sucked.
1, 2, 3. I'll eat your ass.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
Before, but today he seems to be a bit agitated.
I love this same.
He lashes out at
tone
the strain of
Fritz,
kicking him in the stomach. Fritz tries to calm the animal, but when Rags sees Marty approaching, he thinks the brightly colored character is a threat. He punches Fritz in the face with a quick left jab, then locks Marty in a violent headlock.
Taking
his part of the show, the audience roars with laughter. They don't realize that inside the suit, David is fighting for air.
Even if I knew that, I'd be laughing.
And the claw started coming out at me and grabbing my head, so I pulled my head down to avoid being strangled.
Finally, David breaks free from the animal's vice-like grip. But to keep the children from being frightened, he acts as if nothing is wrong. David is relieved that the nightmare is over, but then he suddenly finds himself under attack
again. I've never been agitated again.
Why would you go near it?
Yeah.
The kangaroo's claws tear and slash at his costume.
Oh no!
I don't think they do. There's no slashes.
Yeah,
in
David
no,
is pumped
yeah.
By
I think the a kangaroo's claws are pretty sharp. Beast. Fighting at him.
When all this was happening.
Is that good technique, Jerry, the way that kangaroo took down that guy?
Double unders. It was amazing. Talk shit, get hit, I reckon.
You're going to run
around dressed like a fucking monster.
Man, that never would have happened on Steve Irwin's watch.
I have a tattoo to commemorate that exact moment on Australian TV.
Do you actually have that tattoo?
Yeah, dude. I have that.
On his leg, I saw
it. Have you seen it?
Hold of what? Part. Of the kangaroo?
Yeah, check this out.
No, he's pulling his pants down live on pod.
The only fans?
Oh, wait, it's on this leg.
Oh, you fully have it. That's crazy. What the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah. Right above, right below Vince Colosimo's.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm fucking flying.
Yeah, I'm to the left of Neville Bartos.
Can't wait to see all the people on the video trying to zoom in on your dick then.
Yeah.
Unsuccessfully.
We'll just put the image up.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Mug Off, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with a red hot episode. A guest all the way from Steel City.
Steel City.
Home of Silverchair.
I don't know why they call it Steel City. I never got that reference.
A lot of steel mills.
Yeah. A lot of steel, okay. Yeah.
What the fuck would you know about a steel mill?
I don't know. I've never
You've got the sexuality of a steel mill worker.
I've never worked a hard day in my life. Are they notoriously gay?
From The Simpsons episode.
We work hard, we play hard.
There's a spark in his hair, get it out.
I think you're going to need some Yu-Gi-Oh! References
Yeah, exactly. You fucking loser.
What? Where's this going from? Off the bat. Immediately just going in.
I love you. I love you so much.
No, you don't.
I do. I honestly do.
I'll take
it. It's like, I'm very...
Did you say Elliot's name? I completely zoned out when you
were
going.
Yeah,
did we introduce this little clown?
Thanks for coming along, mate.
That's right. I had a fun 3-hour train ride to do the pod, and it was good.
Yeah, or you could just buy a laptop and zoom in.
I asked, and you said, we'd rather do it in person.
Yeah, we'd rather you...
We'd rather jerk you off later. That's all I got from Yaz. And frankly, I caught the train immediately.
Because you are a littler bloke.
Listen, I'm on the smaller side. But for the ladies listening, I'm quite big. Don't watch the video.
What does that mean?
Yeah, Cameron's a bit dense. You're going to have to explain it.
What are you getting at there, Elliot?
Big in terms of height. I lie on Tinder all the time. I'm like, I'm 7 foot.
This
actually,
is this cunt's sitting down at the start of every date. He's one of those fucking cretins.
Yeah, I'll pick you up, actually.
Do you have, because I imagine on your Tinder profile, you have all of your allergies listed there. I've never met a man who looks more like he has a peanut allergy.
I got my mum's emergency contact number.
Can we?
Yeah, listen, you can undress me for sex, but please don't take off this bracelet. Please call this number in case.
That's like Thanos' gauntlet, the amount of fucking allergies on it. Fucking halfway up your arm. Milk, cats, dogs, weather.
People are swiping on you and they come across your photo and they're like, this cunt's got asthma.
Yeah.
Surely.
So when you say train, you mean, I got to ask, whose top pocket did you travel down here in?
No, you had a go, mate. It wasn't great.
He's taking swings. My own son. Fucking dad's home now, mate.
He's old enough to fight back at dad.
Man, this might be the first guest we actually bash on film.
No way. He's too little. Too cute.
That's true.
Too adorable.
We'll stuff him in a bin or something later.
A bin? Nah. Yeah.
Have you ever been in a bin?
Yeah, in high school, yeah. Like on my like third day as well. It was insane. I was like screaming. Man. I was like putting my feet at the bin. Like,
man, didn't I tell you guys when Elliot comes on, there's going to be a story about him getting stuffed? In a bin.
Oh, absolutely, dude. High school was insane. Yeah. Like, kids, no one ever punched or kicked. It was all kind of cycle. I can throw you. I got thrown. Like, people would throw me like 3 meters. Crazy. Dude, there used to be, this is completely true, there was a mulch pile at school occasionally, like where it's just all the mulch where you can put below the trees.
Yep.
People used to take kids up on top of the mulch pile and ride them down like a sled. Like, just.
That is good stuff.
Insane.
That is good stuff.
I gotta ask. Do they sit your back down and pull the arms
no,
up to steer?
Front first, face first. You fucking
and pull the arms
pull
up at the
arms
back.
Behind you, just...
Man, kids rule.
Yeah, it's so funny.
It's good to know bullying's still top notch.
Absolutely. Dude, kids were brutal to teachers at school.
Oh,
Dude, teachers cop the most fucking... I would hate to be a teacher in high school. Primary school, that's fine because the kids are like cute. You can
well, yeah, you can thing. Easily just bash them.
Yeah, exactly. You can talk back to the kids. Exactly. But high school, you got no power.
No.
The amount of time I spent fucking with teachers like intentionally.
Once you hit like year 8 or 9, you realize they had like no control at all. You were just like, well, this is a easy.
Yeah, if you've never made one cry, you're probably not funny.
Yeah.
We definitely cracked one.
Yeah.
I cracked one.
It's like, I had like 7 substitute teachers never come back. Man, one of my favorite moves is like...
That's probably because they didn't have the specific training to teach you.
I gave him the blocks. He can't stack them.
That's true. Yeah. They're all square blocks and square holes. This cunt's still getting it wrong.
He's sucking on the corners. He's sucking on them.
I caught a 40-minute ferry for this.
It's the best bits are on the corners. No, but like this guy... we're just like looking at an old video footage of my friend's like VCR, like his old high school movies. And then he had one where it was just a guy was sitting on a chair and then this guy looks at the camera, gives it a nod and then grabs the back legs of the chair and like flips it over.
Oh, no.
And so this guy's like, you know, on the ground. And then they just like keep him there by just pinning the... Like, they just
oh, that's hilarious.
Like, they use all their weight. And the guy's just like, you should stop. And then it's like, everyone's howling. It's Hall of Fame bullying.
Unfortunately, his better option would have been like, I actually like this.
Yeah, this is
actually really comfortable.
It's actually how I sit at home, so totally fine.
Yeah, could you get more guys on me?
That's this some good advice. If you're out there and you're getting bullied, act like you don't give a fuck about it. You're like, oh, it's my natural fucking...
I think that's rule 101 of bullying. If you show that all this hurts my feelings, like, got him.
Yeah.
Got his ass.
We had this fat English teacher in year 12, big woman. And she got
like you said big after you said fat.
Yeah.
You doubled. So we had this bush pig. I mean, she was on the larger side.
Bit of a patata, but you know, go on.
Anyway,
a rotund woman.
She got angry at us once, and she was just yelling at us, like, just like, you are most ink, yeah, just the whole spiel. Yep. You guys are the worst class out there. And then she stops, and then a kid just goes, okay, big titty machine. And she was like disgusted. Was so angry. It was so funny, dude. That was the most ballsiest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's just to her face, big titty machine.
It's actually a bullshit call. It doesn't make any sense. It weirdly works.
It's very funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you make big titties because you're the machine.
Yeah. You just heard big titty machine. You're like, I'll give that a run, actually.
My ears did perk up a bit when I heard that. I was like, oh, where's he going with
this? I remember having this geography teacher, and me and my mate, we just used to constantly try and fuck with her.
Mm.
And one day we were particularly bad. I can't even remember what we were doing. Yeah. I think her name was Miss Hertz. I
thought reading was probably what broke
do not her. Bleep. Do not bleep that out.
Miss Hertz stays in.
Yeah, Miss Hertz, fuck you.
With a Z?
I think so.
Name the school too.
No.
Let's go.
The school of hard knocks.
Yeah.
She like one day we gave her a particularly hard time. Yep. Elliot, can you please tune in?
I'm writing down
mate?
A bit so I can I don't forget it. Okay. I got one after this.
Tune in, mate.
Yeah.
This is red hot stuff.
You didn't have me from the start, that's why I zoned out.
I understand school was a tough time for you.
All right.
Yeah.
So I bullied one of your best mates, the teacher.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
And the next day she came in and she's like, do you know last night I went home and I told my parents about what you guys were doing yesterday, and they could not believe that the children would be so rude. And we were like, wait, miss, you still live with your parents?
Oh, no.
Man, me too, and I'm 14.
What grade are you in?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Also, I love telling teachers that they were such nerds in school that they came back.
Oh, that's hilarious.
We had a kid day one, year seven, scared Yaz, like, okay, you know, I want to come in, make an a tone here. Like, this is high school. It's the big boys. This is the big pond, you know? And this one kid came in, and this teacher was, like, just yelling for some reason. I guess, you know, you want to be tough first. Like, it's a real prison vibe at the school
life,
I went to.
Life is prison life.
Yeah.
And fucking high school is prison. Yeah.
It's legit
prison.
Pop at a public school. Yeah. Like, it was fucked. And then, so this teacher's just yelling off the bat, trying to, like, set a tone to us. And then she stops, and this kid comes in late. And she's like, why are you late? Rah, rah. And then he just sits down. He's like rolling his eyes. I'm like, I like this kid already. And then she hasn't even said her name. And she writes her name on the board. She's like, I'm Mrs. Morris. And then this kid just turns around and goes, yeah, more like Miss Bitch. She sent him outside and I never saw him again. I never saw him again. The kid was gone.
That's hilarious.
He just got turned into lunch that day.
That's so funny.
Man, I love how lazy kids' insults are. Yeah. They still rule.
I'm talking like 12 years ago.
The last two stories, both the insults were shit, but they were like absolute slams still.
Yeah. Yeah, and your insults are great. Sick. We're the teacher, and my friends found out she was Jewish and used to just draw swastikas on the board.
Newcastle.
It was so fucking brutal.
Newcastle is fucking crazy.
It was crazy, man. Dude, just so disrespectful.
Did you go to school with any Knights players?
I don't think so. Yeah. They're fucking 18-year-olds.
Yeah, that's true.
Knights are like 30.
Yeah.
They're all
like Knights juniors or anything?
Nah, I don't know. Some people play footy, but I didn't go near them. They were scary.
How old are you now?
I'm 20.
That's the exact age that people start playing NRL.
Okay, but when they're physically developed.
Yeah. You were just nowhere near these kids.
Oh, God. No, absolutely not.
He thinks he's still going to be a Knights player.
Well, I've got till 30.
That's what he thinks. Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, it's my dream.
It's probably too late for you to even run Waters for the Knights.
Yeah, I'm a white knight.
I can imagine you trying to run Waters and get bullied by the ball boys.
Yeah, getting waterboarded with my own water.
Have you ever been to the toilet at the stadium in Newcastle without your dad with you?
That was pretty funny. That was a good bit. And the answer's no, actually. I haven't been in a while. But when I do go, he does escort me.
Were you ever flushed?
No, I never copped that. I don't know. That was never a problem.
Yeah, me neither.
You were flushed?
You were flushed, no?
I've never flushed. But that whole thing of like stand up to a bully, you hit them once and then they will learn to never. That doesn't work.
They kicked the shit out of you.
They the shit kicked out of me for standing up to one of them. I just got smashed.
Yeah, I'd like to see the guys who are bullying the people who made that statement.
This Karate Kid shit, none of it works.
No. You've had a new development in the dojo, Jerry.
Yes. I'm now a blue belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Wow,
that's great.
A blue belt.
The thin blue line, you finally got there, mate.
Yeah. Made it from a pedestrian to cop.
Yeah.
I hope to make it to magistrate.
Yeah, but I peg you as more of a cop's wife.
You would peg me, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yes, I would.
The ultimate dream.
I would peg you, yes, and you would push back.
I would say you're more of a pedestrian cop.
Pedestrian cop.
Yeah.
Joe's just walking around trying to do citizens arrest just like people.
Yeah, there's a lights downer somewhere and he's got
street
a
street justice. Yeah. I sing my own theme song when I walk up to someone. Do not go over there. Oh, fuck. What's on these notes?
Yeah, we're checking the notes already. Yeah. I'm looking good for you,
man. I'm not a great guest. I can riff. I can't present bits.
Yeah. I've got a new character I'm trying. Does anyone want to?
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah.
I'm very excited about this.
It's General Pants.
General Pants?
The most
pans or pants?
Pants. General Pants.
Yep. Okay.
The most decorated soldier who's actually on trial for war crimes.
Okay.
For fashion war crimes.
Do you want me to set you up for
this? So I'm on the stand and you're like, what do they call that? When a lawyer
cross-examining
me.
The star.
And it's like, this is a fashion war crime.
Yep. Okay.
So it's like something about maybe having boot-cut pants, I think might work.
All right.
Yep.
I can get you this. General Pants, you've been accused of having some of the worst style known to man. I've seen some actual bootcut jeans in your closet.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth!
That was it. I was going to do some research on war crimes and what people said, but...
I was just following orders!
Does that work?
Sounds like someone just watched A Few Good Men.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about that movie at lunch today.
Like, yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I always salute when I walk into General Pants. Yeah, it would make me, it's like a little gag me and my brother do.
The real truth.
Because he's like, I don't think he's a real general. I think he's a colonel at best.
Yaz looked in the mirror and was like, I've got an idea for a character.
Yeah. Well, what have you got, cunt? Fuck.
I just noticed me and Cameron are wearing exactly the same outfit.
That is not true.
We are wearing two blue jumpers.
Knits.
Jeans, yep. Black jeans, and then black and white shoes.
Both Nikes.
Yeah. Both Nikes.
Who wore it better?
Me. I would argue me.
I would argue me. Mm. How about that?
Gonna have to go to adjudication on that.
Yeah.
Scissors, paper, rock.
You kind of dress like a stagehand.
Yeah.
Stagehands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You dress like you've gone nowhere near a stage.
Like when not...
Yeah, he flipped you there.
Credits. Yeah. Teflon Don.
Yeah, I feel you're like in the audience.
When you walked in here, I wanted to give you all my sound cues for my show. That's the look you give me.
Oh, that's funny. Like,
anyway, dude, so at 30 minutes, you're going to press the boing button when I say this. Now, I don't know what your name is.
My first thought was, you have a show? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Ugh. Didn't you ask to open for it the other day?
Ask for open for the show?
Yeah.
For, no, for Yaz, yeah, when he does a show.
Yeah. Did I say that?
You sent me a very groveling text one night being like, if you ever do comedy, can I please open for you?
Listen, I'm going to need I need some proof on that, actually.
Oh, I probably got receipts somewhere.
Yeah, that's okay.
Listen. I'm a pro, I don't have my phone out.
Had a couple of fanners that night, did you, mate?
It was the first night we met.
One too many green teas and I was a little bit buzzed.
At Powerbomb, you embarrassed yourself in front of... Michael Hinger.
Oh, that was so funny.
Did I embarrass myself?
I didn't think so. I think it was a good move.
I was on fire. I was popping.
You were doing pretty well.
That's what I love about you. You'll do whatever the funniest thing is. I told him, were you there? I told him to walk up to Michael Hinger. I go, look, this guy's a big deal. You've got to go over there, shake his hand, try and network, okay? And he just walked over and goes, hello, Michael. And afterwards, I was like, add him on Facebook, but tell him you're going to add him on Facebook.
The only thing I remember from that night is going, here's my card, and then pass him a credit card. It's like, buy all you want. It's mum's money anyway. That's all I remember.
Should we get down the brass taxes, boys?
Brass taxes. Love it.
Taxes.
Yeah. Let's do it. Have you yourself, Elliot Stewart, hand to God, have you ever been mugged off, mate? Huh?
This might be a double.
Have I been mugged off?
This might be a whole season arc.
No. End of
Wow, that's surprising.
Yeah, roll credits. Kangaroo video was fine.
Just fine.
I don't know. I have been. I got a few minor mug offs. I think. I haven't got any big character arcs, but I have got some minor disrespects, as they say.
Yeah.
I bought a book the other day.
No.
I bought it from a bookshop. I called on the phone and I said, "Do you have this book?" And they said, "Yes, we'll put it aside for you." And I was working at the time, so I called mum. I said, "Can you go pick up this book for me?" And she said, "No, I'm busy."
I also have a job, Elliot. Let's fill in the gaps here, all right? Yeah. Paint a picture, fuckwit.
I'm getting there. So, on my lunch break, go down, buy the book. Right, that's cool. Mum had something free up during the day, so she went down to the bookshop to get the book that I'd already bought.
I already know where this is going. There's two copies of Spot the Dog when you get home.
No? Anyway, she gets to the bookshop and she goes, "Oh, I'm here to pick up, but my son called up and he had a book set aside for him." And apparently the bookshop lady said to her, "Oh, your son's already been here and bought the book, you know, short brown hair, about 14. To her face. I'm 20 years old. I'm a fully developed boy.
And
she's like, "This is a child, actually."
Well, what was the book?
It was a martial arts book written in the 1600s.
Oh, no.
A samurai wrote it, and it's about sword fighting. I'm going to fight the bullies.
Oh, it's not good.
Is that the Art of War?
No, I don't know. It's in my bag. I forget what it's called. I bought props for the pod.
Oh, my Lord.
Just imagine you read a fucking sword fight book on the train.
Yeah, cut down your enemies.
Showing it to everyone as well. Like, don't bully me.
Yeah, I shall not be a sled down mulch anymore.
Sheath them. Is that
yeah, I think so.
Doing Asian eyes and stuff. Just like, I'm going to get you a voice.
So did you get the did your mum buy the book as well?
No, they said your son's already bought it and sent her home. Yeah. And she texted me like, I've gone out of the way for you, bro. It's like,
yep.
You've dogged me.
It'd be so funny if your mum calls you bro. Yeah.
Yeah. What member of the Newcastle Knights is your mum?
Bro, you dogged me.
Is your mum Chief Harrigan?
Yeah, she's a lovely woman, actually. Yours isn't.
I had a swing.
Yeah.
No mum stuff on
here. Come on.
What?
It's the guy's mum you're talking about.
It's
the guy's mum.
Yeah, come on, dude. They live in Gloucester.
I bet your dad's a loser. How about that?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Based off your morals.
I'm okay with dad stuff, to be honest.
Come on.
Neil is lovely. I love Neil.
Neil?
Well, yeah, that's my old man's name. You got a problem with that?
What's his last name?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say my dad's
you're going to blow up his
What's his address? What's his social security number?
I don't know, but it's 69.
Get her!
Gloucester. If anyone wants to murder my parents.
Oh my God.
Your parents have a number 69.
Yeah,
fucking rules.
It makes me laugh
Wow.
Yeah.
You
really are your father's son.
I am. They're probably 69 right now.
Yes.
That's gross. That includes cooties. How about
someone
that?
Tell this
oh
kid
my
out.
God.
The look of disappointment from Cameron just then was heartbreaking.
Be honest, Ellie. What's your favorite part of a woman?
Her eyes. How about that?
Really? Jerry, yours would be the tits for sure.
Yeah. Well, why even ask?
For me personally, it'd probably be the mind. Oh. Or the pussy.
Throw up
both,
between the two.
Both good things like to find, like, you know, like, not without the you know, pluses on both sides.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the brain, very wet.
Yep.
The pussy.
Yeah.
Also very...
I like both to be smooth.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's a retard fucking joke for anyone at home.
Do retards have smooth brains? Is that like a thing? Yeah. Is that actually a thing?
No one's told you are one yet?
No.
You've never heard someone like smooth brain out the side of a car window.
Like, even though it's associated
with retards.
On the main drag
at Newcastle.
I feel like all your social interactions would have been yelled at you at speed.
Yeah, they're running away from me. Mm-hmm. Hey, friends.
I meant out of a car.
Out of a car? No,
in
I've
Newcastle.
Never been. I've been shouted at out of a car.
All my
time.
New friends drive utes.
What words are they throwing out at you up there? I'll bleep them out.
Nothing encouraging.
No one's saying, keep going, champion.
You winning, son?
Keep it up.
On your boss.
Elliot Stewart, you're the pride of Newcastle.
You're the best stagehand in the city.
Yeah, it's never anything positive. It's always just...
Yep.
Rinsing you.
Huh?
Always rinsing you.
Rinsing you.
Oh my God, how old is this?
Young, man. Yeah.
Old men
He's
disparaging
like
comments.
He's TikTok dancing.
Yeah,
kids.
For a man, you can
aren't
floss,
you all,
can't you?
How old are you?
Yes. 32.
Cameron, how old are you?
32.
Are you all over... how old are you?
33.
Fuck, a bunch of 30-year-olds hanging out with... What are you doing? This is,
I don't know, cunt.
Have you got...
We're starting a podcast, huh?
Yeah, dude. What you're supposed to do in your 30s.
And you picked the coolest 20-year-old you know to come on.
And we did
he
not.
He was busy. And then we called
so we
the
got
second
some
one.
Other, we got some other cunt that took a train 3 hours to hang out with three men over 30.
Yeah.
Like, who would do that?
After
they
messaged you online.
Yeah. I messaged a friend and I was on the train. I was like, is this worth driving, traveling 3 hours for? And he's like, are you getting paid? And I was like, they're buying me a burger. And he was, and that was that.
I don't remember offering that.
Yeah, no way.
Cameron did. I've got it in.
I didn't say we'd buy it for you. I just said we'll go and get burgers.
Yes.
I'll pay for all of you. Actually, it looks like you need it.
Oh, we should probably shout them out too. High and Dry Bar.
Yeah,
and Light Up.
Yeah,
High and Dry.
The official eating hole of the
podcast. Yeah, if you're in Leichhardt or if you're not in Leichhardt, fuck, if you're in Newcastle, catch a train down, you might catch us there.
I'll give a shout out after I've tried it.
Sure.
I mean, we've eaten it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna take your word. Like that's
nobody is respecting
your
shout outs at all.
Do you don't think he knows fine dining?
You hurt the company if you shout them out.
Yeah, my shout outs are high pitched. They're quite squeaky.
You're like, ugh.
I love you.
Yeah, if this guy's not afraid to eat there, it's not cool.
Yeah, I've never raised my voice once.
I'm not surprised about that.
Yeah, unless you say, help! Yeah. Some kids let's ride you down a mulch pile.
can't get over. I keep thinking about it, like bending the arms back to steer the person down the mulch. I keep thinking about it in my mind. I'm like, fuck.
It's so brutal.
We
no
should do
help.
It. Let's ride him to high driver.
Like, there's got to be like a bully.
On the pavement, no angle.
There's got to be like a bully victim tandem. That's like, man, like you think you're pretty good. Look at Joey and Tim. Like they're the best. It's just like the best bully finds the weakest weakling and they're just, you know, together they make the best.
It's got to be like a size ratio thing, but because you don't want the cunt on top to be. You've got to be big enough to bully them, but you don't want to be too heavy. You're going to be too slow down the mulch.
It's like horse riding, you know?
Yeah. It's just. It's
I mean, the slower you are, the more fucked up they get. They feel every mulch pit. It's a whole thing.
I hadn't considered
that. Isn't
that
crazy when you see like fat people going down water slides and you're like, sometimes they'll be like so like that you're like, this cunt is going to fly down there. And then other times they just get stuck.
Yeah.
So the cunt's flying down there. They must soap them up or something.
It's an apex of like.
Yeah, you want to be soaped up if you're a big fat guy going down a water slide.
Yeah, because the fat guys are taking soap to Wet n Wild.
Fuck. Oh, boy.
Fat people, I know they need soap.
You've never been on a roller coaster, right?
No, I've never.
Too short to get under the fucking bar. You have to be so
I've been on the merry-go-round. How about that?
Yeah, it's just as good.
Are you too tall to ride?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no limit on two.
No, there is a height thing. I've been to Movie World and
what there's like
Hollywood on the Gold Coast.
There's the low. There's a minimum requirement and a height requirement. Like
really?
If you're too tall,
you're probably too tall. Yeah.
I think it's 2 meters.
No way. I'm not too tall.
I think it's 2 meters. I think that's.
I just scrape under.
I'm 188, so you would be
like 193.
Shit. Really?
Yeah.
Is this a bit? I fully can't tell.
It's not a bit.
No, he's very tall.
Yeah.
Can you stand up? Hold on.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I didn't know you were...
Go back to
back. Oh, you are pretty tall, eh? Yeah, back to back.
He just has horrible posture.
Yeah, it's just like terrible posture.
Yeah, man, that's
I like that you don't know how tall anyone is, Elliot, because you're always looking at the ground.
Yeah.
Fucking never look anyone in the eyes.
Yeah, no one's ever looked up to you.
He's got you there.
Yeah, I like the kid.
Dude, did we just find the fourth member?
Yeah, dude. We definitely found the second host of the wrap-up show.
Yeah. Looking forward to traveling 3 hours once a week
to do a podcast,
eat a burger.
To do a podcast with Charlie McCann where you talk about the best bits of every episode.
Is that like a thing?
Yeah, we're going to do a wrap-up show. You're
That's
in.
Great. Okay. Yeah. I'll zoom in. I'll get him on. I'll catch a train. I'll do whatever.
Yep. All right.
Done. I'm very commandable.
Sorted.
Tell me where to be. I've got nothing on. Sorry.
You don't.
Okay, no,
how's the single life treating you? You're single at the moment.
Yeah, I am single, ladies. If you please say anyway.
Any suitable bachelorettes in Newcastle you want to get?
Do you reckon you get more women now you don't work at McDonald's, or more when you did work at McDonald's?
Good question.
I had one while I was at McDonald's, and two since I've been out. So how about that? That's more.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
All right.
That's a good ratio.
If I fucking showed up on a date and the chick smelled like chicken McNuggets, I'd be like, I'm fucking into this.
Well, like, that to me is like, if you're doing comedy and then if you're doing McDonald's, you only get one extra sexual partner. Like, that's the, you know.
That's the thing. You've fulfilled.
That's actually a fuck that I had the other
like
day.
That's in terms of where comedy is on the, you know, the employment ladder.
Yeah, wow.
You get one more route extra than the guy in his 20s working at McDonald's.
I thought the other day my girlfriend did work at McDonald's. So the other day I was thinking, like, oh, I missed how she smelled of oil. I was like, that was a nice smell.
Man, you went viral a couple of times tweeting about your girlfriend.
Yeah, listen, disparaging women is my niche. And
what a time to be alive, mate.
Yeah, you found the right pod, I guess.
Yeah.
I love the clans.
I went viral yesterday. It was good.
I want to say a big shout out to all the female listeners.
Yeah, same.
Sure.
Yeah. We should get more of that.
Nah, not me, dude.
Yeah, that'd be right.
Nah, I love him.
He's the bad boy of the group.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Does he like us? Does he like
us? He's the Joey Fatone of the group.
You'll never know. No, I do. I love him. I actually love them all.
Yeah.
So what happened? You were disparaging your...
Yeah, you know. Well,
what happened? Tell us what
you
happened.
You were the butt of the joke.
The butt of the joke. I did go viral a couple months ago when I was with her. I cooked her pasta, and this is completely true. I cooked her pasta like a man, like a big boy.
Yep.
Mum's recipe.
Sure.
She taught me like a week prior. She was like, this is how you cook for your girlfriend. And I
imagine your mum teaching you, like holding your arms around you like
like a ghost.
Yeah.
Two hands just pouring the pot, man.
Helping you lift the kettle.
Now when it's time to drain the pasta, call me. I'll come around. I'll help you lift it.
Yeah. And so I cooked the pasta, right? And she said she liked it. Then we're watching videos on her phone. And a message from her mum pops up. And it goes, I'm sure he did fine. Just eat it. Which means she's told me it's good and then texted her mum and gone, this fucking sucks. He's a piece of shit cook. Unbelievable. Like, that's...
What did you... Did she see that you saw the message come up?
And she looked at me and she was like... And just kind of shrugged and I was like, you can just tell me. Like, that's I can cop that. And I cried in the bathroom. No, I didn't.
Have you tackled that pasta again?
No, I haven't tried that since, actually.
Yeah, you should.
Mum's been cooking for me, so that's all, it's all good. That's, that's
I love the thought of him just sitting in the kitchen, like, stewing it up. And then...
There's Mum's. You know, what you want to do is put a bit more salt in the pasta, in the water.
Get some help, lift the pot. You know you're too weak to do it yourself.
Yeah, I should have spilled all the pasta. Gave a floor pasta because Mum wasn't there to help. Yeah.
How's that book you're reading, honey? The one about samurais?
Actually, fuck me. I'm trying to book another...
Yeah, swords.
This is a this bitch run its course.
Oh, I don't know. I think we got some legs on.
I tried to cook for her again, actually, and this is I tried to cook her
the same girl.
Same girl. Yep. Same lady.
You stayed after that.
Yeah.
This was before that, actually. I don't know why she let me try again after this. And we're cooking the potatoes, and part of the potato recipe was pan fry some garlic.
Yep.
And she said, actually, no, this was after the pasta incident. She specifically said, "Don't start without me. I want to be there just so you don't fuck this up." Like, she was like fully just like, "This, you're not having a great run streak. Please wait for me." Mm. She walked away.
One from one, miss. That's all right.
Yeah, exactly. She walked away, and I was like, "I'm gonna prove her wrong." Started cooking the garlic. Right. I put the garlic, chopped it up, put it in the oil in the pan. Looked over the garlic. Oil goes all over my face, burning. I'm completely burnt in the face. And so she comes back. I'm washing my face of hot oil. The garlic's black. It's completely burnt. She's like, "I walked away for 5 minutes to get rosemary from the garden. What the fuck have you done?" And she's like, "That's cool. We'll just start fresh. That's fine. We'll do that." And I go, "Pour the oil into a bin bag. We'll throw it out. It'll be fine." She pours the garlic oil straight through the bin bag, all over the floor.
Yeah, of course.
Through the bin bag. And she, just the look of defeat when I made her mop it up. I was like, what are you going to do?
And hard to believe you guys didn't stay together, huh?
Yeah.
I wasn't great. Anyway, so I broke up with her. I was the one who initiated. I'm a bad boy. I'm a heartbreaker, as they call me, and pretty good. So.
Hit the bricks back to McDonald's, babe.
Yeah. So
fucking putting oil on my floor. Get the fuck out of here.
It was her floor. No. That's why she mopped. That wasn't the reason. Yeah, she's a girl.
Elliot.
Anyway.
Of course you weren't doing the mopping after that. You just scolded your face.
It
you
was
scolded
my
your
fault.
Face with garlic.
Anyway.
I assume it was garlic in a jar.
No, it was fresh garlic that we bought from the store and chopped it up.
Did you have to use those little safety craft scissors to cut it up as well?
That's pretty funny. They cut into little stars. Listen, they're burnt, but they're beautiful. How about that? Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, broke up with her. I've been dating around pretty good. I met a girl. We went on a couple of dates, and it was... Yep.
Where
it was,
to?
The first date, we went and we got some tea. Because
I have a theory. This is like, you want to... The first date, you want to go somewhere kind of special.
Mm.
So then, like, forever, if they ever walk past that place...
It's ruined.
They're thinking... Yeah. I mean, this might not work for you.
That's funny. That's, you ruin their favorite place. Like, what's your favorite place? And then they can't go back without thinking that. Yeah,
they're going to think about...
Remember
that fucking loser who spilled oil over his face?
I wonder what he's doing.
She's just walking past the aquarium one afternoon.
Be on the podcast. How about that? That's what he's doing now.
Big
boy. No,
I can't get. How much fucking oil did you have in the pan?
A lot of.
Are you trying to deep fry garlic?
There's a reason I'm a consistent failure.
Yeah,
at cooking.
Just stick to less snacks.
Less snacks. Okay.
Mac and cheese, brother. Yeah. Mac and cheese.
Fruit roll ups. Nice and easy to prepare. Stuttering. I'm just so nervous for the pod. Yaz is such an intimidating fellow.
Oh, really?
No, you're a fucking loser. Anyway,
You've caught him on an angry. He's quite hungover. Normally,
I'm a little bit hungover.
Lightweight. Oh, yeah.
No, not a lightweight.
All right.
Just
one of the all-time great hitters. If you have to.
Cunt.
Hitting women.
Yeah.
What? Calling him out the pod.
Why are you coming in here and fucking muddying up our waters?
Listen, it's all I've looked forward to. I really hate the pod. It's had its time. It's had its guests. But now I'm the final guest.
He's a sleeper agent.
I'm the final boss.
Yeah, who sent you here? Mid-flight brawl?
Yeah.
You messaged me.
Community notice board. Which one was it? Who's coming out? Who's trying to needle us?
I followed the Instagram. That's where I heard about it.
Okay, cool.
Just slam dunk in your premise.
Oh, what premise?
I don't know. I'm not very good. At comedy.
Anyway.
That was one of the most awkward interactions.
Lord. I'm not great. Anyway, so yeah, I've been dating around. I've had a few bad dates leading up to the girl I met. I went on a date.
I was just about to hit him with her. What was his name?
Fuck. There's still time, Cameron.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Believe.
I'll shoehorn it in.
Are you shaving or not really?
My face, yeah. And his name was Neil Thorne. Anyway.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, he was a rocket. I can't.
That's a confirmed rocket.
Good check. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. That one's.
Yeah.
Back on board, baby.
Gotta wear that arm.
This just in. That's a rocket.
Yeah. That's a rocket. Confirmed rocket.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to chase you down in Newcastle.
From only Gloucester. An hour from
there.
Anyway, I'm
going to bash this kid.
I'm just going to get towel up.
I'm just going to bash him.
Oh, my God.
You've never been a violent man.
No.
Hunchback of Notre Dame over here. Anyway,
all right, we got to kill him. Yeah.
I went on a date the other day, and it went bad, and she caught a ferry over to see me.
Yep.
So I dropped her back at the ferry, and she went in for a hug, and I high-fived her. So,
Wait, so you weren't feeling it, or she wasn't? Like, what was the...
It's been a bit of a mutual vibe.
Yeah.
Get down the brass tacks. What were the tits
I mentioned...
Oh, yuck. I hate that.
Well, everyone's just dancing around it.
Yeah, I was looking for an in.
Tell us this. Titty machine or not?
Yeah. Titty machine or not? Come on.
She was a cutie, but she had like a weirdly deep voice. Like, I was like, I called her right before the date. I was like, hey, you're so good for this. And she was like, and then I heard her voice.
Newcastle
and I was
women,
like,
they start smoking at 11.
Yeah. So that's
something at the 20. There you go.
That's what happens with those Camel non filters.
I was on the date with this woman, and she goes, She brought up Isaac Butterfield. And
oh,
I was
really?
Like, yeah, I opened for him because I have. I'm a famous person.
Mm. You've opened for Isaac?
I have.
Yep, nice.
One of my... It was fine.
Did they like you, the crowd?
Actually, before I went up, he said,
I
just
can imagine
your...
this come beat on there like, his dick sticks.
Sucked him off to get the spot and woo-wee. Anyway.
That's one of his slogans.
Yeah.
That's why I brought it up. It wasn't just a lame thing.
Do you
thing.
Not think there's a crossover between Isaac Butterfield fans and our show? Do you think?
God, I hope not.
I would be so fucking bombed.
Anyway, as I mentioned, I opened for him, and she was starstruck.
Really?
For like, I'm talking a solid 3 to 5 minutes. Was like, just asking all these questions. Like, I'm his biggest fan. Can I meet him? Like, I was like, immediately I was just kind of like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good.
That's not a great quality to have.
Yeah.
Getting more beers, are you, Jerry?
Yeah, he's an amateur, dude.
Do you have an alcohol problem, man? That's fucked.
He's very new to this. He's like, he's a young kid. What do you want me to do, dude?
Have you ever been pissed, Elliot?
I've never had alcohol in my life.
Really?
I had a drop.
Really?
Always stayed away from it.
Do you want to go to the strip club after this?
I'll go, but I won't drink. Like, I'll just be like, I'm completely sober and this is wrong.
Oh, man, you're not pro sex work?
Oh, so I am.
Okay.
I am.
Then we're going. We're going to the rest.
As in, he's a pro at sex work.
Yes, brother.
My sex
Uncle
works.
Yaz going to strap some thin tracksuit pants on you.
You're just going to swing past mine. I got you can have the thinnest ones because it's your first time.
One ply.
This cunt's going to be in there in fishnet tracksuit.
These are the good ones.
These are thin, brother.
What
did
I tell you about
thin?
Dude, take off the undies right now. What are you doing? So I want to see that little tiny wang.
Wang! Oh my God.
Yeah, do you want to go? We can go.
Actually?
Yeah, we can go. Like, there's literally one down the road from my house.
Oh, I'm confused about. Do you just watch? Is that the idea? Just watching girls get naked?
Yeah, you don't get involved.
Oh no, we're buying you a lap dance, and we're all gonna be howling watching it happen.
When I was 14, I won a futsal grand final, and there was a pizza place in Newcastle right next to a strip club, And me and all my friends, we went up, and then the lady at the door went, "Can I help you, boys?" And we all ran. We just immediately bolted off. This is too much confrontation.
That's like a real life prank call.
Didn't see any titties, so I was just like, "Damn it!"
Yeah, well, they're not just standing at the door.
Yeah. Well, I thought you could pick when you get in. I thought you go, "Hey," and then you went, "I don't know." I don't know. I was 14. Right.
It's so great that you have no concept of what it's
him.
Like.
I'm not Rippers. I'm not fucking
it's going to blow his mind.
Man, there's no way I can go to a suburban Rippers.
There's no way they'll believe he's over 18.
I got ID. Yeah, I got my passport. ID.
They're going to fucking...
He's got a passport. I love this kid. I fucking love this kid.
You're like this on the fucking scale. I love him.
Yeah, I can't. Wait, did you apply for a passport to come to Sydney?
It's the best.
I need some form of ID for the strip club. That'd be funny going to the strip club and like, "I've got a passport actually. This is me." Yeah. And it's just like a picture of you before. Like,
you're going to be the only one that they make socially distanced.
Get this weird kid out of here. Yeah.
Why is this kid in here trying to get handsy with the bartenders? He's trying to touch the security guards.
He hasn't bought
guards.
A single drink.
Yeah. He's trying to hug the security guards. I could imagine you totally being a "can I have a hug" kind of guy.
Yeah.
From the strippers, or from the
just
from ladies
in general.
Yeah.
Like, "Oh, can I have a hug?"
Yeah.
Can I have a hug?
I'm a hand holder. I go like, "Yeah, you want to hold hands?" And they're like, "Yeah." Yep. Girls love that.
That happened to me. Like, I went on a date a while back, like years ago, and then we were walking together. It was like maybe the second day, and then we're walking. And I go to point. Like, I was like, "Watch out! That's dog shit you're gonna walk in." And then not only did she walk in the dog shit, but then she just like held my hands.
Yeah.
And we're just
she just walk in it. She held hands.
Like, yeah, so it was just like for four blocks I was just holding this girl's hand being like, she just stepped the shit.
It's not electricity. It doesn't travel through the body.
Yeah, but just like I was trying to stop it, like, "Watch out, this dog," and then she just like held the hand and just walked right in and just being like, it was so hard to shake. Look.
I went on a date with a smart girl once.
Really?
And, like, from one of the smart selective schools in Newcastle. And she was awesome.
I mean, she could spell.
I'm telling you, shoes, laces, no Velcro.
No Velcro
to be seen.
And she was like, she was acting smart, like while I was on the date. Like, she was like saying smart shit, and I couldn't comprehend what she was saying.
Like, hello, Elliot. Yeah. You know what they're like, these smart people.
Yeah.
Oh, and just let me read the menu to you.
How are you?
At one point of the date, I tried to say I heard this on the grapevine, and I said I heard this on the tree branch. And from that point in the date, she was like immediately was just like, "What are you
repulsed?"
Not good. How fucking stupid that line was. She was, that's what was like lingering in her brain, like deep in her subconscious.
I've got a buddy who keeps misquoting Ned Kelly's final words. instead of saying "such is life," he goes like, "life is such." But no one's corrected him for like 7 years.
That's
like,
great.
So
that's
you just be like hanging out with him and just be like, "Well, you know, they say life is such." I mean, like, man, you're right.
I want to say that's Eastern European.
No. He's like, you know, like we went to high school together.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that sounds like, that's like a, you know, the Eastern European. No, yeah, exactly. Always had that exact funny.
Well, yeah, like, yeah, friend of the show, Ray Badron's dad would be like, "Never judge a book cover."
Yeah, not, yeah.
Like, just book. It's just,
just like, just
that's sick.
But it kind of makes sense anyway.
Why do we like?
I used to have this boss that would always, he was always trying to use those like colloquialisms, but he would always fuck them up. And he'd say stuff like, "All right, guys, let's wet the ball and get it rolling." It's like, what is that?
Why is it wet?
Yeah. Why are you wet?
Yeah, let's someone meet me in the bathroom to suck my balls. Let's get it rolling, baby.
And that's the story of how Cameron got a promotion.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got to take a piss. 1 second.
Oh, for real? We got like 10 minutes to go.
We got 10 more minutes to go? Okay.
Yeah, can you hold it?
Yeah, I can hold it.
No, let's end it now. No, I've had my fun, and
you haven't got any more mug offs you want?
No, I got some.
Check
the phone.
Come on.
We've been doing this a little bit lately. We get one off them.
This is another one.
This is a big break for you.
Yeah, feed us, Mungo.
This
feed
is a
us.
Very small, quick one. I connected with an old friend last night. We were best friends when we were 16.
What race was he?
Yeah, how'd it go? Anyway,
it's an important question.
You have to answer it.
Well, the he part was a gag, but like the race part, we do want to know.
Caucasian.
Oh, what a surprise!
Mm. Oh, now you're listening, Jerry.
Ellie, do you think it's just weird that like everyone you hang out with and meet all look like you? Like, is that an issue for you?
I brought a girl to a comedy show the other day, and my friend went, "Man, the past three girls you've dated all look like you." And I was like, "Well,
you're like one of those gay men that dates like men that look just like them, but with like women."
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
I look in the mirror when I jerk off.
Because you can't grow a beard, you date beards.
It's a really clever joke.
That's actually very good.
Yeah, it's a sneaky rocket, that one.
No, I don't get it.
That is, there is a lot of people
that's one of those, like, when you're watching,
you're watching
a comedy with your parents and you're a kid, and then you're like, what are you guys laughing at? And they're like, you'll get it when you're older. Like, we just did that to you, and you're the 20 cunt.
Live on the pod.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
You'll get it when you're older.
I'll Google it.
We'll tell you later when we make you buy us a burger.
You know, I remember being like,
when you're 30 and you figure out you're gay.
Yeah. When you
stop the charade, all right?
When you divorce your twin wife.
Yeah, you're bragging it to your first wife.
Your doppelganger wife.
Elliot, I knew. I knew when you opened the third hair salon. I knew it. Like, I thought this was like a convenience thing. Like, you know, we haven't had sex in 7 years.
Wait, what was race brought up? Where'd that come from?
We're always talking about it.
She was white.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
She's Caucasian.
I messaged her after the hang.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Hey," I was completely upfront with her. I was just like, "Hey, if you wanna,
I'm here for sucking.
If you wanna
and
smash, baby, get with me." And she replied, "This is completely true." First thing she said was, "I can't tell if this is a bit."
Wait, did you actually say that? Do you want to smash, baby?
No, I was just kind of like, if you want to...
You're like a low-key creep.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am meeting with her.
I don't think it's that low-key.
To be fair, she
didn't know about it.
To be fair, she did say yes, and we're meeting up next week. But
I think...
Her first message was, "Is this a bit?" And
right.
Mm. I don't know if that's the vibe I give off, but
you do seem like you don't have any genitalia at all.
Yeah,
yeah,
you just have a plastic mound.
A mound.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah. It got rushed off when I was slid down the mold.
There's a mulch pit somewhere with your cock in it. Needle in a haystack.
It's going the wrong way.
That's how they started writing kids down. They came out at like class got let out early, and they saw Elliot fucking the mulch pile. They're like, "Let's ride that kid down.
Quick surf on his back."
Oh man,
yeah, he's riding. Let's ride him.
That was pretty funny.
Go on, give us another mug.
I was at the gym the other day. Pretty cool.
Well, are you just wiping down the equipment or something?
Yeah, licking people's spit all the way. Just wiping it down my tongue.
Just trying to you suck the inside of people's masks. You know the face mask?
Okay, come on, man.
They're not all rockets.
He's making us look like amateurs here.
Yeah, moron.
I'm feeling like fucking it. I'm going to flog him as well.
Yeah, I think we have to.
We're going to jump the fuck out of you as soon as the mic's gone.
As soon as the mic's gone.
We're going to rush you, cunt.
Yeah, dude, you're in big trouble.
That is like a classic food move against bullies. Like, fight him.
Yeah.
Brain's not working. Fist too.
We get it, Miguel. When you have a blue belt. Whoa. Great achievement. Anyway. I was at the gym the other day, and I scanned my scanner thingy to get in, and the guy at the desk, he was like, "Hey, man." And I was like, "Hey, yeah." Yep. And I tried to say goodbye, and I usually alternate between "bye, dude," or like, I don't know, but my brain combined what I was going to say, and I just went, "Bye, Jew," just to his face. I was just like, and he was like, "What?" And I was like, "Ah, shalom." Straight away, I was like, "I'm sorry."
Did you say shalom?
No, but I thought it'd be funny to say on the pod. It's called doing bits.
A similar thing happened to me. I went to a hairdresser, like a fancy stylist. I had a wedding coming up, so my girlfriend at the time was like, "I'm sending you to a hairdresser," and I was like, "Yeah, cool." And then they cut my hair, and then the girl was like cutting it. She was like, "You know, who usually cuts your hair?" I was like, "Oh, my partner does." And she's like, "Oh, well, I hope she likes the job I did." And then I looked at it and I was like, "Yeah, she's going to think I look like a real dag." But then they didn't really hear dag right. And then it was like a record scratch. Everyone just turned and looked at me. And I was like, and then she's like, "Sorry, what was that?" And I was like dag, like just daggy, daggy. Like,
that's
not cool.
Hilarious.
Yeah. But yeah, like, oof. It was just like everyone turned. I saw a lot of thick frame glasses for men to stare at me.
Fogging up.
Hilarious.
Oh, Lord.
Fuck. Looping back to the bullying thing, there's this new thing kids are doing now these days, and I don't know if you guys have learned this.
Yes, we know how to dab, idiot.
Yeah, dude.
That was a good one, Jerry. They're doing this thing where you'll be really excited about something, right? Jerry, come in and just say, I'll give you an example. So just tell me you got your blue belt.
I've got my blue belt.
When?
today.
When did I ask is what I meant. And they'll just disparage what you say.
That's pretty
you'll
good.
Go, you'll be going, like, this has happened. And they'll go, when? And you'll get excited. You'll be like, yeah, because they're asking questions about you. And they'll go, no, when did I ask? Yeah. And just record scratch and you just go,
that's a good one.
Wow. And everyone will laugh at you.
I like that. Yeah, so that's pretty good.
Incorporate that into your handbook, fellas.
Yep. I'm going to piss my pants.
Yeah, okay.
I gotta get up.
That was quick. Yeah. That was a fast. It'd be funny if you edited out the silence and switched to Yaz going, I'm going to go pee, and then he runs back. Oh, that was fast, and then...
Mm. And then you don't tell me how to edit. Can't
yeah, thanks, hell. Mate. So I got this. I remember this story today. My old man, Cole Duggan, the famous the original
Shout
OG.
Out.
Yep,
the original original OG.
I dare to try and fuck him, you little prick.
Yeah,
he'd fuck you.
Got him.
Yeah,
he wouldn't.
Yeah.
He would stuff you in a bin though.
Yeah.
He would for sure stuff you in
that's,
a bin.
But who hasn't? Who doesn't want
to
do that?
To do
my
it
dad's too. Nearly 80 and he would dack you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Updack you. Fuck, man, I miss talking about updacking. Yeah. Anyways,
what's updacking?
It's when how much time you got?
Yeah, you can this I assume this would have happened to you.
You wanna talk like about fucking oh when do I ask? This is fucking when do I ask times a million. Yes, please enlighten this fool.
Well, it's when you're like, you're at a urinal and like, say you see a friend of yours also at the urinal and then while they're peeing, you just pull their pants up.
That's fucked.
And then everyone just starts
and then tease them about pissing their
pants. And then as soon as they walk out, I'll be like, oh, this cunt, like you got to leave first to be like, this cunt has pissed himself.
I think, he timed that wrong.
Yeah. And they're
that's
always miserable.
Fucked.
Yeah.
No, you fucking pulled my pants up. No, you didn't cunt.
No, I wasn't there.
You just pissed himself. It. Yeah.
That's fucked.
So is that my dad took us fishing and we're on a jetty and my dad had got me this fishing rod. Ridiculous
how
fishing
old are you?
Like a child, I would have been 10 max.
I'm guessing your dad and my dad, because I have similar fishing stories. Blind, drunk, driving around the boat?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No,
me neither. I don't remember.
No, my dad actually loves me and cares about my safety.
Oh,
gross.
Also, he's scared of the water. We wouldn't have been in a boat.
Oh, just birch the man.
He can't swim. My dad can't swim.
Fuck.
Can he actually not?
Huh?
Can he actually... He can't swim?
No.
That's weird.
Go on, say something, cunt.
No, I got nothing funny to say, but cunt. I'm just saying, like, that's... Learn to
swim. I think my dad's been living his whole life like the Truman Show.
What, like waiting
the,
to
yeah, someone's take to just the like sea. Made him afraid of water, so he just stays inland.
Fuck, so we're just actors?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's crazy.
I'm acting that I like you, but is that it?
So are we, dude.
And I'm acting like I'm gonna let you stay here tonight. Yeah. So here we go.
Yeah.
So my dad took us fishing, right? And we're on this jetty and my dad had bought me this fishing rod and it was like a ridiculous fishing rod.
Yep.
It was like one of those surf ones, like it was way too long.
Yeah.
I'm like this 10-year-old kid. I don't even know how long my own limbs are.
Yep.
Let alone this
haven't
fishing
even,
rod.
Haven't even come online mentally.
Yeah.
Just walking around.
So I'm
chewing your own gums.
Standing there, go to cast a line. Also, very important element. My dad can't fish, so there's no one giving me instruction here.
Or swim.
I'm just anything near water. Like if it's anything bigger than a bath, got no idea.
Yeah, if you drop the rod, I'm not getting it. Actually, I
can't. So there's no one teaching me the mechanics of this. I had my mate who was my age who knew how to fish. He's teaching me and my dad's just like, well, yeah, he seems like he knows what he's doing.
He's your dad now.
So we're on the jetty, right?
Dad, and I fucking for a swim.
There's super long like surf. Rod, it was like way too long.
Like a shore
I go
rod.
And cast it, like take behind me to cast it, and just pull it and just hear this dude behind. Like, ah! I'm like, what is going? I'm just fucking yanking on this rod. I've hooked a block. Like an adult man behind me with a ponytail. I hooked him.
That's fine.
And I was like, oh, sorry, mate. And just like trying to please stop pulling it. Just like this 10-year-old kid just trying to yank at my dad's just like, he caught a bloke. He's caught something. This dude's just like, he's so pissed off, but it's still attached to his ponytail. Fuck. And just ripping his hair out. He's just,
God.
Mate, wait, fuck. And sees it's a small child, so he can't be like, stop, cunt. So he just has to try and remain calm while his kid's hooked him. It's the only thing I've ever caught. And
oh, that's good stuff.
That and a stingray.
Well, Cole Duggan sizes him up.
Yeah.
I bet he's never lost.
I can't even remember what my dad, like, he's just.
I bet
like,
he's never lost a fight to a cunt with a ponytail.
Never, not even once.
Yeah, my old man just being there like, oh, cunt, do something about it. You got hooked, mate.
Yeah. Like I said to my son, he caught a bloke.
You're his son now.
Yeah, he made that guy come over and apologize to me for fucking up my hook.
Oh. I went on tour last year.
Fuck, are you still here?
Oh, yeah.
I was on some sick story.
Yeah, I thought you'd left.
I left mentally. I zoned out completely.
Yeah. Big loss.
Yeah, your loss, Kurt.
I went on tour last year, about this time in August last year.
That belt looks like it's had a lot of wear, Elliot.
Yeah. Now, when you say tour, how many public restrooms and truck stops did you go past?
Gloucester was one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I can't tell who's winning. This is real points.
It's a battle for the ages. That one did put me down, but. Oh God!
So I went.
I got under the fucking armor.
Oh man! I went on tour and I was going to talk about the first night of the tour and how fucking
who else was on the tour
brutal it was. So it was Newcastle comedians James Connors, if you know him.
I know James.
Do we know James?
Yeah,
Connor?
Cameron knows.
Can you
James.
Vouch for him?
Yeah, he's sick.
He's alright.
Newcastle comedian Luke Dillon. Can you vouch for him?
Can you vouch for him? I don't know him.
We good guy.
Maybe I know
him.
But
you can vouch for him.
Actually, Luke Dillon is my favourite Australian comedian.
Really? Okay.
And I can say that wholeheartedly.
Two words: Rodney Rude.
Yeah.
My dad tried to show me him on Vine, and I was like, "This is not great."
He tried to show it to you on Vine.
Right here.
Vinyl.
Your dad's still around. Vinyl. That's insane. Yeah. I never would have guessed that.
And another Newcastle comedian called Liam Callan as well. Also Kevin. So all four of us went on tour.
Yep.
And we went on like New South Wales, Queensland, down the coast. Pretty good, like a month away. That's sick. First night, my parents are in Thailand, right? Yep. And there's
very suspect.
Yeah.
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 They come back. So I leave on Wednesday
night
and they come back Thursday morning. Yep. I have a little brother and he had one night alone, right? This is one night where we're like, you just look after yourself. You'll be fine, right?
Yep.
So first stop is in Muswellbrook.
Yep. Lovely
James,
town.
It's not great. Don't go.
Beautiful town.
Is it?
I don't know, man. The hunt is fucked.
It's pretty grim.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking ice up there.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I lived in Cessnock for a while. Okay. There's a lot of people smoking ice when I was there.
Oh, I thought it was cold, but...
No,
okay.
No, I think it's still kind of around.
Grim. Very grim.
Yeah, right.
The James Shard.
Yeah.
Still firing up the glass Barbie and the Hunter.
This is all set up for what happens. James got the car... The car we're taking for the month, like, service, is that the word? Where you get looked after? And apparently the mechanic told him, hey, listen, there's going to be a bump in the car, but just come back before the end of the year. It's nothing major. It's just we can't fix it right now. And James was like, that's cool. So we're driving, we're hearing this bump, and that's cool. We get to Muswellbrook.
Yep.
We walk into the pub. Just bikies everywhere, like full, like bearded, bald cunts, like with just all black bikies. There was a guy, he had a shirt that said MILF, and it said... Underneath it said, man, I love firearms, which is not what you want to see.
Yeah, I like that.
Just when you think you've heard every iteration of MILF.
Yeah.
First thing I heard when I walked into the bar was, oh, the comedians are here. And I was like, oh, fuck. This is going to be grim. Like,
you're a smart mouth little cunt, too.
I am. Listen, I immediately piped down, actually. Immediately went into my shell like a turtle. I thought
you were going to be... You would end up a Chinese finger trap with a few of those bikies.
I get a phone call. So we're setting up. It's fucking grim. There's like all bikies everywhere just all looking to fucking hate us because they're like, oh, tell us a joke. And they're just like, shut up, cunt. Like, what are you... Don't talk to me. Anyway, I'm the talent here.
You thought silently as you nodded. Said yes, whatever you want to hear.
Yeah, knock knock. Anyway,
okay, Trent.
Meet me in the bathroom. Anyway, he I get a phone call. My brother, who had soccer training that night, has had a heart attack at soccer training.
Holy
so
shit.
The one night was, I'm like calling friends, be like, can you go look it up? I'm in Muswellbrook. Like, oh, I don't care. He's fine. He's got the ambulance, but like, can you look after him?
How old is he?
Yeah.
17 at the time.
Fuck.
Had Jesus. A heart attack.
Listen, there was a summer where he only ate hot dogs for every meal.
So where are the parents?
They're in Thailand. Exactly right. They're flying. They were like, we can leave him for
trying
one night.
Trying to sex traffic girlfriends back for their idiot sons.
Yeah.
So we do this gig. My brother's dying in the other side of town. We bomb horrifically. We're getting fucking stabbed by all these blokies. We walk out. This the bump we were hearing, this fucking mechanic hasn't bolted on the brake calipers properly, so it shredded the inside of one of the tires. We've got a flat tire with bombs. My brother's fucking dying.
Jesus.
And it started raining, and I was just like, this is fucked.
All this is happening and you're in Crocs.
Yeah, exactly. The water's seeping through my holes.
Yeah. Fuck, I bet that bow tie felt a little tighter that night, man.
Are you still doing comedy in the bow tie?
I've kind of stepped away. I'm wearing the Crocs.
You ditched the costume, mate.
Yeah, you're not wearing... Because you're a prop guy, right?
I do wear a tie and a wacky shirt. But recently, at the open mics, I've been wearing t-shirts and a nice jacket. And, I've been crushing even harder.
Yeah, mature.
Look at that boy growing up.
Yeah, I love this.
Good character development.
I know. Yeah. I'm keeping a keen eye on it, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, no, I've been doing good.
You win and son. We're all very proud of you.
Thanks. I'll open for you at next Sydney Comedy Festival once.
We got a few reviews we got to read.
Read them out. Let's wrap this up, baby.
Can you skip
I've had
mine?
My Elliot Stewart fucking fill, that's for sure. Like, I'm done.
All right, this one's from...
I know I said we're going to hang out, but we're not hanging out after this. Yeah, I'm going straight to my own shit. You can just mill about...
I'm good for 10 minutes. And then
you can mill about Jerry's house without me.
No, we don't. We love you, Elliot.
Yeah, we're just kidding, mate.
This one's from
I'm
True.
Glad you clarified. I was very upset.
This one's from True Underdogs 5 stars. From Tommy LG. It's great to hear three little guys giving it a crack against all the odds. Pretty sure I saw Cam eating raw mints over a bin in Lewisham back in April 2016. Thanks.
That's not wrong. Like, that sounds like something you'd be.
Checks out. Thanks.
Did you lived around there like 2016?
Thanks, Tommy, for that one.
Last week, I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
This one's interesting. Yeah. Next one. Patreon goal idea, 5 stars. This is from With Wings as Eagles. It's pretty funny. How much per month would it take to get Yaz on maths? Yarraman was halfway through the process of going.
I was halfway through maths, and then
married at first sight.
Yeah. They were ringing him, and he was fucking
really
giving him the palm.
Yeah. You rejected them.
Yeah,
that's fair.
They'd fucking jump over. It's getting an Indigenous guy on there. They'd kill anyone.
Yeah, that's fair.
It'd be fucking red.
Well, I wrote
ticket.
Comedy Writer down as a gag. And then I guess they must have looked at
your stuff.
Yeah, well, they must have
your IMBD.
My IMDb page.
Yeah, shout out.
Yep.
Okay, one more for this week. The Big Three Deliver, 5 stars from Hey Ray 47s. Always a treat to hear a good mug off story. Even better when the boys go at each other. Love the pod.
Oh man, that's
thanks for that, bro. Nice.
If you guys kissed and made up,
yeah, we made up.
Yeah.
On the record, Jerry just kissed Cam Duggan.
Yeah, we film it all.
We're best friends again now. We had a big fight.
They had a big fight on air.
I honestly didn't even know we were fighting.
Nah, see, I reckon you're just doing. You're this is you and your shell. You knew that was happening, and they were like, "Well, it's harder."
Yeah.
If I actually address this conflict.
If 100 is I hit him, I was at 91.
Right.
Wow.
See, I lied
really?
About Lizzie.
Really?
Though, so.
Pretty angry. Yeah.
For
are you
what,
actually angry?
Though?
I don't know. I just lose my tongue. I'm going to fucking see red. That's why I'm so embarrassed
true.
About it and apologize.
Really?
That's true.
Because I was just like, oh, man.
It's crazy. He was so close to hitting me.
Yeah,
and I didn't even know. I was just like, woo, got his ass.
Most people don't know that they're about to be hit by
Yeah, we're just doing cartwheels over here.
It's a secret to winning
most
of my
fights. Most people don't know they're about to be hit by Gary.
Just cheap shot and cuts in the back. He waits till I talk to Yaz and just like, I told you, cut.
I'll wait till they say they're going to the bathroom and wake up on the floor.
We know how he got his blue belt. He just socked his instructor.
All right. Well, now I've just got to get nip off and get an AVO. But I pull the stumps up there, I think.
Well, all of Jerry's punches are coward punches. Like, he punches someone like because he's a coward. He's like,
No, we got it the first time.
Man. Thanks for
I had a final swing and I missed.
This is what happens when you try and ride down the sled, you know.
Stick to being the sled cunt.
Yeah, I'd rather be the bullied.
Elliot, do you have anything you want to promote?
Yeah.
Can anyone pick on you anywhere?
What about your Facebook or your Instagram or something?
Yeah, watch me
which dick can someone put their which hole can someone put their dick through that you'll kiss
me,
What public bathrooms are you appearing at in there?
Catch me getting bashed in a Macca's car park next week. I'll be there, I'll be square. Yeah, Facebook, Elliot Stewart.
At Elliot Stewart.
Comedy as well.
I like this whole time you've just been looking directly at Yaz.
He's so dreamy. He's like, look at that lovely mustache.
Yeah, we shake each other. I honestly love this kid.
It's really just like a please don't bash me after this.
He's deceptively handsome.
I walk in and Jerry's like, the first time he's like, you're going to love this little punk. And I'm like, I hate the look of him already. And then spend 5 minutes like, I love this kid.
Yeah. And then after 10 minutes, you're like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, that, yeah.
Sorry,
it gets old quickly.
You caught him groggy.
Yeah, you caught me a bit. Yeah, I'm a bit hungover from last night. I'm a bit.
Oh, I caught. I thought I called you groggy. I was like, when? That's crazy.
Oh no, you wouldn't. You wouldn't be here, man, if you did.
thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks always.
Catch you next week.
Like and subscribe on iTunes and follow.
Thanks for coming in, Elliot. As much as we gave you, but
thanks for putting up with me.
As much as we gave you, you've been here.
Don't forget to listen to the Patreon. Are you subscribed to our Patreon?
No.
It doesn't sound like he's listening to the
free. We're about
to
bully him into fucking paying $20 a month US.
Just got a new subscriber.
Yeah, man, listen, when I get to your fucking drawing, I'll get to your fucking drawing.
You tell your friends.
You can help me get back at the bikies.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah?
Oh, man, I hope things go well with this lady friend of yours.
Oh, no, I broke up with her.
No, this new one.
The new friend.
What's his name?
Oh, true, yeah.
Are you saying his name? Gus or something?
Cedric, was it?
Yeah. Neil.
Brian. It wasn't Neil, cunt.
That's what he's talking about. That's worked every time.
Cut it off right
we'll
now.
Catch you
cut
next
it
week.
Off right
bye.
Bye.
I sent a memo to Babcock to say thanks for the surge. You gave a great buzz to me and my buds. I sent a PayPal to the great gal at the Costco store. Dark and stormy, I'd slip you a fiver for another screwdriver and leave a Mondo tip for a mint julep. If you know what I mean, I know you know what I mean. And if I ever meet Tom Collins, I'll kiss him on the lips and squeeze his little hips. Do some twirls and dips. Hold him in my grips to thank him for the sips. Because they got me. Sheets to the wind. Land ho.
This is the mug off, baby.